Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeff Sabar's here. Jeff's our good friend, longtime, almost 15-year member, almost 16, I should say, almost 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the Chief Home Officer. He is the author of Safe at Home. He is the author of Home Office Know-How. He's an award-winning journalist and our good friend, Jeffrey Sabar. Welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to start another year with you, my friend.
Good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Let's have a good 2015 together. What do you think?
I'm banking on it.
Hey, are you a resolutions guy?
I got to tell you, I'm not. I'm not a resolutions guy, but since I'm a writer and a lot of people like resolutions, I write about resolutions.
Yeah, okay.
But I got to tell you, there's nothing I do on January 1 that I wouldn't do all year long and have tried to do.
Do they work? They don't work for most people, do they?
Well, it depends. You know, resolutions are not resolutions unless they're commitments in life and business.
Right.
And we as a species are too lazy, and no disrespect to any listeners out there who have made resolutions and stuck to them, or made changes and commitments in their life and stuck to them, but we just don't. And I'll admit, I'm one to make a resolution, stick to it. You know, I resolved to my son yesterday, we were driving around, I said, I'm going to do 45 minutes a day. You know, four or five times a week, we got a treadmill. Someone gave us a treadmill this past, the past couple of weeks. A bicycle, you know, an exercise cycle, and we have a tennis court nearby where I can go hit balls against the wall. Said 45 minutes,
because you
five
can't get anybody to play with you, right?
Exactly. Nobody wants to play with me. I'm Ohio State out on the course out there, you know, so around on the court. But I don't resolve to do it. I just say it's a goal, but not a mandate in life. But that's not to say that we still should be doing things in our lives that resemble resolutions, regardless of whether we call them that.
And if we're going to think about doing something different, don't we need to, instead of saying I want this, maybe we should look at it, and I hate to think of it in a negative way, but say it's not just that I want that. It's that I don't want this.
I don't, exactly.
I don't necessarily want to make more sales calls this year, but I don't want the same W-2 next year as I had last year.
Absolutely. It's a great way of putting it.
Yeah, you know, and maybe that would be right now as we flip over to the new year and on the threshold of the new year, we look back and we say, you know, instead of thinking what I want in the next year that is, you know, maybe it's kind of a dreamy kind of thing, I know I can identify things that I definitely happened in 2014 that I definitely don't want to happen again.
Right.
There's nothing mysterious about that. What do you think?
Well, and I think that's a great way of putting it, that if we identify what we want to change, what we don't want to repeat,
mm-hmm.
You know, or if we do, you know, business growth. We all resolve, I'm going to grow my business 10 to 15% next year. Yeah, sure. And what does that take? Well, that takes either raising our fee or making more sales calls or, you know, building the relationships we have with existing customers or asking for referrals every time. I know a number of people put that even their email signature. You know, my business is built on referrals. If you like me, talk, you know, spread the word. You know, whatever it takes to make that stuff happen.
Mm-hmm.
But like I alluded to earlier, it's not about a resolution. It's about making change. It's about committing to making change in your life, business, and organization for things that you want to either see happen or not see repeated. So, for example, if it's, you know, you want to grow your business, well, I'm just gonna, you know, do those things like I said before. You know, it could be, you know, you've been stagnant in your fees, and so with new clients, certainly not old clients, but with new clients, you may raise it. You may talk to more people. You may get out and network more.
Well, let's take a specific example. Let's say that in 2014 you said, you know, I lost 10% of my business in 2014. I don't want to do that again. I want to get that business back and grow my business. Why did I lose that business?
Right.
What caused me to lose that business? And because if you can talk about all the things that you're going to do next year, but if you're, you know, I was taking golf lessons once, and a pro told me, you know, he admired my work ethic because I like to practice. I actually like going out and hitting golf balls. He said, Jim, you're not helping yourself because you're practicing the wrong way,
right.
The wrong swing.
Right.
He said, if you don't practice the right swing, then you're just ingraining the wrong swing.
Right.
So if you don't know what caused you to lose 10% of your customers last year, all the resolutions about I'm going to get those people back and get 10 more, if you don't know, you're going to lose 10 more percent, maybe 20 this year, more than you lost last year, and while you're doing something that's not even what you should be doing.
Well, you know, it's a good point, and I think that one thing that we don't, resolution or not, one thing we don't do is be a little bit more introspective. And I wrote a list recently for somebody for you know, resolutions, because like I said, I'm a writer, so I write about resolutions for others, even though I don't necessarily believe in them. But one thing I said is be introspective. You know, look more at your business, look at your books, maybe bring on your accountant or a financial advisor or somebody who can pour over your numbers with you.
Introspection is powerful if you can do it, but most of us need a little help.
We need a little help. Who's going
to
help us understand what we've done right or wrong?
To hold the mirror up in front of us. Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's important. If we resolve to anything, resolve to be open-minded about how others can help us do what we do and how others can help us improve what we do in our business. And I think that's really, you know, and I wrote that from day one when I started writing about home office and entrepreneurship and micro entrepreneurship back 15, almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, it's important, and it was me as a small business guy, and I had my wife here who, you know, is a nurse, and she's not an entrepreneur, but she has pretty good insights, and I wrote in one of my books that engage your spouse or significant other as a sounding board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you think about this? Because too often we get stuck in this silo where we think, I can't ask, you know, Susie, my wife, she knows nothing about business. Well, she may have some
problems. Or maybe I don't want her to know how bad it is.
You know,
I've got a friend who said he on his 1040 form, his tax form, he scratched out spouse and wrote critic above it.
Critic. There you go. Hey,
so
we're getting personal here.
That's
we're
what you're talking about.
Critique.
He's talking
critic.
About the long-suffering Robbie, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
By the way.
Absolutely.
Hey,
absolutely.
Give us the website, Jeff.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com.
Jeff and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about some other stuff. I'm Jim Blassingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, 20 After. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.